Hi, and welcome to A Drummer's Guide to the podcast, all about the things that it takes to be a professional musician, aside from actually playing your instrument. I'd like to start out by just saying thank you to all the lovely supporters on Patreon. You are the reason that I have been able to carry on doing this podcast this year, and I'm forever grateful, so thank you to you. So as you can see, if you're watching, and if you're not watching and you're just listening, I'm actually in a different space today. It is the week between Christmas and New Year's, so I'm a bit all over the shop. Plus, the internet at the studio is so shocking at the moment that it's making it impossible to work right now. It's so frustrating. I mean, it's a really good exercise in just like relaxing and breathing and doing all that, but honestly, it's horrendous. Basically, the tower, the mast that is closest to my house, because I use a lot of like mobile data, sim data for my data. Should I say data a few more times? Data. It's down, it's busted, and I think it's been like 3 months they've been trying to fix it, allegedly, and they have not. Anyway, I'm getting download speeds of about, if I'm lucky, 12 megabytes a second, and upload, maybe 3. Anyway, the place where I am now, I just did a speed test. It's like 750 meg download and around about the same upload. So I'm just sat here just going, yeah, I should just be doing this here. So I figured that it would be good for uploading. Also, I'm about to do a Patreon hang with the lovely Patreon supporters. I've got a glass of whiskey that's going to be on the go, and we're just going to have a chat and hang out for a bit, basically. So I literally can't wait. But I just thought the last thing that I wanted was for internet issues to be an issue. So here I am in this different space right now. And again, if you're just listening to this, it bears no relevance to what you're listening to right now, but there we are. So I figured, since we're coming up to the end of the year, and this will be coming out tomorrow, which is the 30th of December, unless you're in Patreon, in which case you'll be getting it very shortly, I just thought that I would reflect a little bit. So you know how I love to reflect? I've just realized I've still got my shoes on and I should have taken them off. I'm going to take them off whilst I'm talking to you. So as you may know, I love a bit of introspection. I love a bit of retrospection. I'm not sure if that's actually a word. I like to look back at things and kind of notice, you know, what has worked for me, what has not worked for me, things that I've learned. I especially enjoy, obviously, as we all do, I think, at the end of a year, kind of looking back and just noticing stuff and looking forward and planning for stuff, which I've been doing and I'm really excited about, but I'm not sure I'll be sharing. Maybe I'll be sharing a little bit of that with you, because I some things that I plan, I do enjoy kind of keeping my plans to myself. They're kind of like they're like my own little secret, basically, that I go out into the world and nobody knows apart from me. I don't know, I find it fun. I guess I'm a bit weird. It's fine. What I wanted to share with you is like basically the things that I've learnt about myself over the last 12 months and how that's going to sort of move me forward into 2024, which is super exciting. The past couple of years, I've really struggled with kind of focusing on goals, I suppose. I'm very goal orientated, but there was sort of a block where I just couldn't find anything that I like. When I find a goal, it's like I get my teeth into it and I'm like, argh! I'm literally like a what dogs are they that they clamp down and they don't let go? Is it staffies maybe? I'm like a staffy. I'm like, argh! Right, this is it, argh! Until I get it, basically. Well, most of the time, sometimes not, but you know. Yeah, for a while there, I was finding it really hard to see clearly. I think that's what it was. I've been someone that has always had such clear goals in what I wanted to do since I was a kid, since I was about 14. You know, I distinctly remember chatting with Charisse O'Say, who I grew up with. We started playing drums on the same day. If you're new here and you didn't know that, that's a fun fact for you. She now plays with Simple Minds. I distinctly remember us kind of like planning our future, what that was going to look like, you know, it felt like every day we were talking about it, you know, how we were going to do it, what we were going to do. Charisse, if by any chance you're watching this, you know, we've still got to do our Hudson Music VHS. It'll have to be a VHS because that's what we wanted to do. And we have to go, when I play the drums, for some reason, when me and Charisse used to talk about doing like a Hudson Music VHS for other drummers, we turned into Americans. Don't know why. When I play the drums. anyway, the point is that this year I finally feel like I've got some clarity back. Clarity that I had definitely lost for a couple of years there, which, I'll be honest, is quite scary. And it feels quite, you know, I'm someone that likes to strive for stuff. I don't know why I'm like that. I just am. Like, I always want to be growing. I love it. I didn't, this is something that I sort of realized this year, is that how much I love getting better at something, being challenged by something. You know, I've done a lot of going out of my comfort zone this year. Anyway, let's just jump in. I sort of tried to, you know me, I'm trying to make it concise. It's me, it's gonna get rambly, whatever, it's fine. This is me before having a drink. So my God, in 2 hours, I'm gonna be doing this live stream and I've had to tell myself I can only have one whiskey because otherwise it's gonna go on for days. It's gonna go on for days and I need to get home tonight. So so the first thing I think that I really realizing the reason that I put this first on the list is because I kind of wanted to thank you, because you're a part of this realization, which is that obviously I've been doing this podcast on and off since 2018. That might not be obvious, sorry, that's I'm saying it's obvious to me because I've been doing it. So on and off for 2018, there's been a few sort of breaks here and there for various reasons, and I came back to it in July 2023, and I had forgotten how much joy, pleasure, fulfillment I get being able to connect with you and hopefully help you along your way. But more than anything, like, make you feel like you're not alone, and actually in turn making me feel like I'm not alone either. Like, I have this thing about connecting with people, and just anyone that feels like they're isolated, I just want to scoop you up and be like, no, you're part of this. And that's not because, you know, you can be listening right now, you don't have to be a drummer, you don't have to be a musician, you don't have to be a creative. If you're happy just listening to me ramble on, I've got you. Like, we're here, we're human, that's it. That's the only prerequisite for listening to this. I have to say, you must be very sadistic if you fancy just listening to this without any context of music or creativity, because, like, seriously, but hey, all power to you. We're in this together as far as I'm concerned. I think just realizing how fulfilling that is for me has been a real reminder. I wouldn't say a revelation, because the revelation happened in 2018 when I first started this. But sometimes it's hard to continue on when, you know, I think the main reasons I sort of took breaks and stuff was because I feel like I didn't have anything of value to say. And it was all about, at the beginning, it was very much about, like, I want to give specific kind of lessons about things that I've learned. And, you know, where there is massive value in that, you know, what it means is if I didn't think something was worthy of being heard, I just would give up for a bit. And interestingly, I did an episode a few weeks ago where it was literally like, hi, I don't have anything to say because I can't think of anything. No idea is formed enough for me to present it to you. But again, it kind of comes from this place of trying to be perfect for you guys, which is ridiculous. I'm not. And I know that nobody listening to this thinks that I am. So that's hilarious in itself. But again, this is actually something that I've learned this year, and this is more sort of in my personal life. Weirdly, I did not have this on my list, but actually it's been the biggest lesson of this year for me, easily. There's been a lot of stuff going on in my personal life, and I this is going to sound absolutely, this is either going to be like, you're going to be like, congratulations, or you're going to be like, what in the world are you talking about? This year, I learnt how to be human. That probably sounds a bit out there. It might do, it might not, it might resonate with you, I don't know. But I've learnt so much about the beauty of being a human being. And the thing that stands out the most for me is the idea that you're meant to feel all of your feelings. I was under the impression that you were only meant to always be feeling positive feelings. And if you were feeling any negative feelings, then you were failing. You had to suppress them. You had to avoid them. You had to, you know, for me personally, to avoid them, I would throw myself into work. Arguably, I still do sometimes. I have to catch myself. I didn't know that the part of the human experience was just allowing them to happen. I was so busy fighting them, and they would turn into these giant monsters that would just take me over completely. They would drag me down and I wouldn't be able to function. Like, I was great. When I was good, I was great, and I was able to do a lot in kind of short periods of time, basically out of necessity. I was talking to someone about this today, actually. You know, necessity breeds invention, I think that's the saying. And it was exactly that. When I had these moments of like energy or positive feeling, I knew that they were very short-lived, so I had to cram in as much as I could into what I needed to do in terms of work. Now, this has made me very good at working very quickly and very effectively and productively and da 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 da. But it was purely because I knew at some point the darkness would kind of overtake me again and I wouldn't be able to do anything. So it was literally just like, I just need to get this done. I just need to do it whilst I'm able, whilst I'm physically able, and then I'll deal with the consequences. And inevitably, because I'm a person that hyper-focuses, I would wear myself out as well, which would not help with my mental state. And then I'd try and avoid these negative feelings. Oh, it was a mess. It was a mess. But this year, I found out that it's okay to feel those negative things. I don't need to, like, I'm not, that doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't make me a failure. It doesn't make me anything but human, which, and the weirdest thing has happened where even the tiniest negative feelings before, I would run away, like, sometimes physically, I was going to say metaphorically, sometimes physically, well, I'd walk away. I like a walk. But actually, just sitting with them, turns out, not that scary, these negative thoughts. They're not as terrifying as I had made them out to be. That doesn't mean that they're not difficult, and I've still had some moments that have been tough this year. But on the whole, life is pretty, I was just about to swear, life is pretty amazing, and I finally understand that. Do you know what? Today's a tangent-y kind of day. It is what it is. I've spoken about this before. I started therapy again back in like April, and whereas before I've always had like CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, which is very action oriented. It's just about having tools in your toolbox to deal with what's going on in your life. Incredibly useful. But this year I started talking therapy, which is more about, well, what I call talking therapy. I don't actually know what the actual term is. There is a term for it, but what it means to me is kind of understanding why I do the things that I do, why I think the way that I think. And actually, it's something that I should have been doing all along, because I'm fascinated by people anyway, but I'm fascinated by my own brain and why I think the way that I do. And it's been really like a life-changing thing to understand why certain things are the way they are, why I think about them the way that I do. And I sort of created these, I was so scared of these negative emotions that the thought of them was greater than, like, it just, like I say, it creates a monster out of something that actually, it's not that it wasn't a big deal, but it was just like, oh, Yeah. And in terms of therapy, so before with CBT, I would often come to my therapist, whoever it was, and be like, I just don't understand. This whole human thing, this whole life thing, I don't get it. It's hard. I mean, I was severely depressed. I've been pretty depressed for a long time. I didn't actually realize. And they would say, you know, it's about going and smelling a flower and, you know, just noticing a beautiful cloud in the sky. And I'd be sat there going, yeah, I mean, I understand that. I understand that, like, intellectually, but I know, like, it's not enough for me. I don't get it. It's very nice. It's the flower, beautiful, lovely, very nice. I feel awful. I still can't. This is hard. I don't want to be here. Like, this is difficult. Whereas this, my lady now, oh my gosh, she is like an angel, honestly. She has helped me, like, I can't even explain it. I understand now what the beauty of the human experience is. I truly understand it. For all of its glory, its beautifulness, and its pain, and its suffering, and it's just the whole spectrum, all the things. And as yeah, so the reason I got introduced to this idea of feeling all the feelings was actually through an author called Glennon Doyle. I read her book Untamed again back in April, and there was just this one chapter that just opened up my world. And it was just this idea of you're meant to feel all the feelings. That means that you're doing it right. That means that you're being a human correctly. That's the deal. So yeah, do you know what? That wasn't even on my list, but actually that is the biggest thing that I've learned this year about myself, certainly, is just this kind of, I've been on a journey and I will continue to go on a journey. And it's, oh wow, it's fascinating. And do you know what? There's an honesty that comes with that as well. Like, for the first time in my life, I feel I've been able to be honest with myself, which may sound strange, but yeah, I haven't been for forever, like, about what I want, what I need in life. It's weird. It's been a massive shift this year. Massive shift for me. So I won't go on any more about that side of things. What I will say is that if you are ever thinking about going for therapy, do it. It's the best thing ever. I think everyone should have a therapist. It's like, it's so awesome. Life-changing. Oh my gosh, I cannot sing the praises of therapists everywhere. If you are a therapist, thank you so much. You are an angel, whoever you are, if you are listening right now. So anyway, part of that, like I say, is kind of part of the reason that I've really lent into doing this podcast again, and just being and just existing, and not being, like I say, not trying to be too perfect about stuff, and just being myself, essentially. And as I say, I did this episode a couple of weeks ago where it was just like, I don't really know what I want to tell you, but here's some things that I've been thinking. And arguably this episode is kind of the same as well. It's just kind of, well, here's some things that have happened to me the last year that have been important to me, purely because I think it is an interesting thing to be introspective. The other thing that that's also afforded me is this year I've managed to really start doing one-on-one mentoring with people, which, oh, honestly, it fills my heart and my soul like nothing else I've ever experienced, I don't think. Like, being able to help people on their way to what they want to be doing, like with their goals and their dreams, and, you know, like being a professional musician, like, and just if they're having struggles, and I get to help like them overcome that, and just seeing the progress and seeing them like actually achieving the goals and just progressing and challenging themselves and making them realize that actually they're capable of so much more than they think, and just being able to be that cheerleader sort of on the sidelines, just going, you can do this, ah, go on. It's been so amazing. And actually that is going to be one of my resolutions, if you like, goals. I don't like resolutions, they feel too short term. One of my goals going into 2024 is to lean into the mentoring side of stuff more, because it feels right now. It feels like the right thing. You know, oh man, some of the people that I've met through my mentoring so far, shout out if you are listening, you know who you are. I am in awe. I am in awe so consistently with what people are up to and, you know, the risks that they take and just the things that they do day to day and just the lives that they lead. They are inspiring, inspiring. Love you all. You know who you are. So yeah, I think mentoring, I definitely would like to lean into a bit more. So anyway, there's a couple of things that I've learned. Another thing that I've learned is kind of just challenging the... And again, this is something, I don't know why I've been fixated on this year, but I really have. It's this thing about the importance of the stories that we tell ourselves. And I know that I've touched on this multiple times on this podcast recently, but it's been, I just can't express how much of a shift it's been for me. And this is this idea that I've told myself for the last 24 years, thereabouts, maybe 23 and a half, if you want to be really specific, that I am just a song drummer. I do not do solos. I do not do improvisation. I am rubbish at improvisation. I need to be an accompanying instrument. I am not a solo instrument player. Like, that is not me. It's not who I am. I am a groove player, and that is it. These are the things that I've always told myself. And it was getting me into a kerfuffle where, and it was because of the Voice Kids, which always brings up my biggest insecurities. My lack of confidence in myself of being a, or not being a drummer that can do improvisation, that can solo. Not that the Voice Kids calls for that, can I just say, but I can't even remember why, but there was obviously a situation where that was relevant, and it undermined my confidence in the moment that then undermined my confidence in me doing my job. And it scared the living bejesus out of me. And again, I don't know what it is with the Voice Kids. It always brings me to that point. Different routes every time. It can be all manner of ways, and all of a sudden one little thing goes, and then the rest of my career I start questioning, and every ability that I have as a drummer I start having an existential crisis in a rehearsal room where arguably no one else knows that it's going on, but in my head I'm spinning out something chronic. But anyway, it sort of came up about this soloing thing. I was like, do you know what? I'm gonna challenge this. I'm gonna, as I always do, whenever I, not always, since I started the Voice Kids, that was the linchpin for me in terms of facing my fears, the parts of my playing that I've always been afraid of. And again, it sort of comes back to this idea of feeling all the feelings. Like, I would just avoid them. I would avoid the gigs that needed reading. I would avoid the gigs that were kind of, that would need improvisation or soloing. I would avoid the gigs that were more kind of like would need gospel chops, for instance, or that kind of feel, because to me, I was just a rock drummer, just a pop drummer, just a, you know, singer-songwriter drummer. But to be able to sort of like challenge that has been really interesting over the past few years. But the biggest one this year, definitely, bar none, is this kind of sense of improvisation and soloing. So what I did was, I apologize if you've already heard me talk about this, I, rather than trying to have a set goal, because I think the very nature of soloing and improvisation, you can't really have a goal, I don't think. Not, well, that's kind of the route I went down. And I thought, okay, well, how am I going to tackle this? And it was more about just trusting the process. So I thought, well, let me just get comfortable with it for 30 minutes a day, which is pretty much what I've done for the last year and a bit now. I don't even know how long, to be honest. And it is transformed not only just my playing, which is one thing, it's my belief about myself. I now believe that I can be whatever kind of drummer, person, lead, whatever kind of life I choose. I just need to challenge it. Like, these preset ideas that we have in our head, and wherever they've come from is kind of irrelevant. Doesn't matter. We are where we are. We move forward. it's just so interesting to me. And I've had another experience of that outside of drumming this year, which is, as you may or may not have known, I have mentioned it a few times, I started boxing this year. Now, in the past, I've always been interested in boxing. I don't know why. It's so funny because it's not something I watch. I hate watching people fight. I hate, like, just anything around that really makes me so uncomfortable. I'm a lover, man. I'm a lover. I'm a pacifist. I don't want people fighting ever. But there was something about the sort of, like, the strength and the confidence and the kind of fitness around boxing that has always intrigued me. I'm talking since I was, like, a young child, like young child. And this year I decided to try it because in my head, what I was telling myself was, you can't be a boxer, you're a drummer. Are you mad? You can't, you're going to risk your wrists, hurting your wrists. What if you get injured? What if you can't play anymore? La-di-da-di-da-di-da. All these stories going on in my head. Like, no, you can't do that. And I've been doing that for years with boxing. Years and years and years. But anyway, this year I was like, right, I needed to do something. I just needed a change. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go. The other thing, I will probably do this at some point. The other thing I was looking into, but I didn't go for, and I'm glad I didn't, but I will at some point, is tap dancing. I really like the idea of tap dancing, so I might try that. By the way, Kim, if you're listening, yes, I want to, like, I'm tempted to ask you to show me some tap dancing stuff when I get to see you. So anyway, I decided to challenge this, and let me tell you, this is a year of life-changing events. Boxing has changed my life, I feel like. It's just, again, it's challenging this idea, two ideas actually. First of all, you're not a boxer, you're a drummer, don't be ridiculous, you're going to get injured, what are you doing, you're an idiot. There was that going on, which, it's fine, wrists are fine, you know, touch wood, I'm sure accidents happen, injuries happen, but so far so good. And the second thing, what was the second thing? Oh, the second thing I was telling myself was, you're not a fit person. You're not someone that enjoys sport. Working out is kind of a means to an end. The only reason, well, two reasons. Okay, realistically, the only two reasons I was working out, the latter one was so that I could eat more food, because I love food, obvs. You know this, even if you've been following me for 1 week or one episode, you will know this about me. I love food so much. It's the best thing on the planet. But the second thing was that the only reason I was working out was so that I could do my job, so that I would be fit for tour, which is fine. But it's not very motivating sometimes if, say, you don't have a tour booked in and you're just in the studio and it's like, I can skip a workout today. It's fine. And inevitably, your fitness goes down. But this boxing, when I say that I inherently love this, and the fitness side of it is just happenstance, is just happens to be there. It has changed my life. Also, I don't know if, for any drummers that are listening right now, I don't know whether you have this. Me and Jonathan Atkinson, so that's the other drummer from Kim Wilde. I say the other drummer. I'm not playing with Kim anymore because she's gone back down to one drummer. So Kim Wilde's drummer, Jonathan Atkinson, we would often talk about all sorts of fitness stuff and stuff like that. And I don't know if you're a drummer right now listening. Do you have weak shoulders? Because me and Johnny had weak shoulders. It's always been a thing. But from the boxing, oh my gosh, my shoulders are so much stronger. It's so cool. I can't begin to tell you. But yeah, it's so much fun. And you know, it's a whole new bunch of people, which is always a laugh. And it's kind of, yeah, it's really changed everything for me. And part of the reason as well that I wanted to go and start boxing was because, again, it was this thing of, was I telling myself this? I don't know. But I didn't feel particularly safe just out and about walking. I wanted something about me. Not that I ever want or plan to use anything that I've learned. And, you know, I would not in a million years. However, just having that fitness in me, it makes me walk a little taller, a little more confident. I still have what I call my North London walk anyway, which is kind of, you make yourself big and wide and you kind of swing about a bit. Yeah, so it kind of made me feel more comfortable in that sense, which it's a sad reality of life. It is what it is. What can I say? So those are a few of the things that I suppose I've learned. Oh, speaking of the Kim thing as well, another thing that I that I realized about myself that I did not know. Well, did I know? Maybe, but it was definitely confirmed this year, was that I love change in a really sadistic way, I think, because who was I talking to? Oh, it was Charisse's dad. I was talking to Charisse's dad. And I mean, this year has been a massive year of change for me. Like I say, there's been some stuff going on in my personal life. The Voice Kids got cancelled. So that, you know, that's been going for 4 years for me, like as regular work. That disappeared literally overnight. As I mentioned before, Kim Wilde has gone back down to having just one drummer. So I'm no longer on the road with her for now. So literally, like, everything changed this year. It was just like, woo, all up in the air. And I had my reaction to that sort of stuff. Obviously, initially, it's like, oh, that's a shame. And variations of that, of intensity of that feeling. But it's often followed by, cool, well, that leaves space for opportunity. And I find it exciting, the prospect of, like, literally anything can happen. Anything can happen. How exciting is that? And I leave space for that because I'm someone that definitely fills up my life with various things. It's just the way that I am. But there's definite virtue in leaving space for things to just happen. And that's what that afforded me this year, this kind of idea of space and choice. It gave me the space to make choice, even down to like starting those boxing classes. If my year had gone the way that it was meant to go, I wouldn't have started those. And I would not have found out this thing about myself that has become a big part now of who I am, I suppose. Even though, I mean, it sounds crazy. It's only been 4 months, but it's a shift. It's a major, major shift. Yeah, I think it's really, and what I was going to say was, so I was talking to Charisse's dad, Charisse Osei's dad, the drummer that I grew up with, her dad, and I was talking about all this change that was happening, and I was sort of saying, you know, and it's quite exciting, we'll see, you know, who knows, and he was like, Emily, you are the only person that I know that when life, you know, goes crazy and everything changes, it excites you and you're like, okay, great. He said, I don't know anyone that reacts like that. And I was like, really? Because to me, that is just a normal reaction. It's genuine. I don't even need to think about it. It's just like, oh, okay, opportunity here. I don't know what the opportunity is, but there's an opportunity here. And then I was talking to my dad about it. I was sort of recounting this conversation that I'd had with Ed. And he said to me, ah, yes. Well, I always think that there's nothing better in the world than when life throws all the cards in the air and you just have to see where they land and go from there. And I was like, well, that's where I get that from then. So, yeah, it's, but as it turns out, I think it's when I get most creative, I think. Again, necessity breeds invention. And it's just like, I have the space, so I have the brain space to think about this. I have the time to think about this. Right, what am I going to create? What am I, and I'm not waiting around for someone else to call to, you know, take me on tour or anything else. That's not how I roll. I don't wait for people. Makes me very uncomfortable. I want to be being proactive. I want to be doing stuff. Like I say, it's part of the reason I picked this podcast back up, which I'm so glad that I have. And again, can I just thank you as a listener? I really appreciate you more than you'll ever know. Because to be able to help in some way, hopefully, I don't know, maybe not even help, just entertain with my idiocy, I'll take it. I'll take anything. If I can make your day a little bit better, I'll take it. I'll absolutely take it. So thank you to you for that, because this really does fulfill me in such a way. But yeah, it's part of the, like I say, it's part of the reason I was able to sort of like pick this up again. And there's been other things, like I say, the boxing, there's other things that I've been able to do that I wouldn't be able to do before, because my life and my bandwidth would be too full, basically. Like, for instance, if the Voice Kids was happening again, I probably wouldn't be able to, I'd be getting into that mode, which I literally would hunker down for 4 months and no one would see me. I would not allow myself to live a life, because I just wanted to do the best job possible, which is fine. And I'm proud of myself for having that attitude, but it's just a different year this year. Like, January is going to be different for me. Admittedly, I think there's some bits going on now next year, but I'll talk to you about that another time. Now is not the time. But yeah, anyway, I think that's my ramble for the end of the year. And I definitely would invite you to kind of look retrospectively at the year, just noticing things that you've learned about yourself. And I don't know, praising yourself on certain things? No, don't do that. No, maybe not that. But just acknowledge, that's a better word. Acknowledge the things that you've done, the moves that you've made, the progress that you've made, and also the things that maybe have not gone so well, and kind of just make a plan to minimize that next year, maybe. Like I say, I'm getting together my plans for next year, and let me tell you, I'm excited. There's going to be some big shifts, though. I will pre-warn you. There's going to be some big changes, like, that you will notice. But it's really exciting. It's like, I'm really excited. There's some good stuff in the pipeline. I can't wait to be able to tell you about it. But anyway, right, I'm gonna go. But if you enjoyed this episode, then please do feel free, as always, to like, share, and subscribe. If you'd like to become a supporter over on Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/EmilyDrums. You can sign up to all sorts of benefits. Yeah, you can go and explore it. I don't need to talk about it right now. And if you want to see anything else that I do in life generally, you can go to emilydrums.com as per usual. But anyway, I hope that you're well, wherever you are, whatever you're up to. I hope you have some nice plans leading into 2024. And all I can say is, let's make this next year the best one yet. Yeah! All right, sending you lots and lots of love, and yeah, Happy New Year. All right, I'll see you later. Bye. Mwah. Bye. Let's go.